Proclamation number 8334 of 21st of November, 1962. It was Abedum. Household of God. Debate. This is a problem which is difficult to explain to you because it concerns events which took place on earth at a time when people's bond with me on earth was even stronger than it is now. Because many spirits of light and love stayed amongst them for people's instruction, partly embedded as human beings and partly descended directly from above in spiritual garments but visible to people as likewise existing physically. But who then only ever stayed on earth for a short time in order to strengthen people and to kindle love in them for me, their God and Father of Eternity. All these beings of light were permeated by my strength of love. Thus they had light and strength in abundance and also radiated it to people so that they recognized them as something supernatural and were blessed to be allowed to stay close to them. Admittedly, people's spiritual state at that time was just as ambivalent as it is now. For the burden of original sin still kept them down so that they succumbed to the lower urges time and again and yet were also supposed to mature during their earthly life to such an extent that they did not enter the kingdom of the lower spirits after their death but could be admitted into limbo. That they therefore led a God-fearing way of life during their earthly life and were also helped in every way. Therefore I repeatedly sent beings of light, i.e., non-fallen original spirits, in the midst of people who taught them and made them aware of my will. And those who now fulfilled my will also awakened love for their God and Creator within themselves, and love also attracted me as the eternal love. However, as love I myself was not an imaginable being to people, yet they were able to hear me. My word resounded to those who had awakened love within themselves, and thus sometimes even forefathers were able to hear me when it was necessary for them to be given advice about their way of life. And then also beings of light descended to earth who assumed a human form and through whom Roman One, as the Father, as the eternal love, could now express myself. So this presence of mine on earth was not a becoming a man, it was not an embodiment of my primal being in a human being. But it was and always remained a purely spiritual process, that the eternal love of the producers of all created beings revealed himself to people in a temporarily visible spiritual form, i.e., that they were allowed to hear his word or also, that these beings of light allowed love to speak within them. That the word, which originates in me, audibly expressed itself to people through love-filled spiritual beings. The Father thus addressed people, just as the flow of love emanates from me, which the highest beings of light receive and pass on. Only that those beings of light ascended to earth and made themselves visible to people through their will and their strength, since like me everything was possible for them, for they stood in my will and were only ever executors of my will. And these beings did not remain visible to people either. Whereas Jesus, in whom I embodied myself as a human being, was and also remained visible to everyone on earth until his death and even after his death is and remains the being which became a visible God for all my living creations. This act of God's incarnation in Jesus is and remains unique, even though I myself had often been present to people as the eternal love before. But since humanity was still under the burden of the original sin I could not embody myself in any form but chose a form out of my will which, however, could only ever be the spiritual garment of one of the highest beings of light. Whereas the human being Jesus came into the world without original sin and completely spiritualized his human body through love and suffering and was therefore able to become my abode, so that at an embodiment, a manifestation of my spirit of love in Jesus. Of the incarnation of God, can be spoken of. The Father certainly spoke from those high beings which descended to the first human beings, for these beings only ever conveyed my word which they received directly from me through the illumination of love, and thus the Father spoke from them, just as I myself still speak today through an instrument chosen by me whose original sin has been redeemed through Jesus' act of salvation, but which therefore cannot be addressed as God, as the Father himself. Understand that the Word is I myself, and that the Word also always testifies to the Father, but that the cover through which the Word sounds will only be a mediator from the Father to his child. Whereas the man Jesus, through his act of salvation and as the purest original spirit, was able to receive me myself in all fullness, because now the ready-made people should also be able to behold me. Whereas previously it was impossible for the still unredeemed creatures to behold me myself. Therefore I did not remain visible to them as a figure of light either. I only ever wanted to help those whose hearts were willing to love to at least reach the degree on earth that they could enter the preliminary kingdom, where they would remain for the time being until Jesus' act of salvation, and after my crucifixion I could then take them over into the kingdom of light and beatitude. In Jesus I myself became human, for Jesus had a visible shell which he himself, however, spiritualized, but which was to remain visible for my creatures in order to be able to behold me in my kingdom. And thus let this explanation suffice for you, that my fatherly love certainly always dwelled amongst people where they shaped themselves such that I no longer endangered their existence with my love. Yet this love was always held in check in those forms which certainly contained my fundamental substance, because they themselves were spiritual beings which belonged to me and which only made themselves visible to people to a limited extent, as was my will. Yet they brought people the evidence of myself. They brought them my word. Yet the word itself had not yet become flesh, which only happened in Jesus, in whom I myself accomplished the act of salvation in order to set people free from sin and death. Amen.